Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. It's no surprise that Congressman Wiener has been on this show many times before, and every time he joins me, I introduce him by saying, Congressman Wiener is a Democrat from New York's 9th District, representing parts of southern Brooklyn and south central Queens, including Maspeth, Kew Gardens, Forest Hills, Ozone Park, Ridgewood, Rockaway Beach, Flatlands, Midwood, Mill Basin, and Sheepshead Bay. You know who you are. Because then I start asking Anthony Weiner questions. And as I said, his constituency is really national at this point via MSNBC and his role in the National Democratic Party. But really, the question of his survival is going to be up to those in the neighborhoods that I just listed. What's the buzz in the congressman's political district? Our lines are full right now with actually a few people. Screeners are calling up from Metuchen, Upper West Side. Let's bump those people to make room for people in his Brooklyn, Queens district. What's the buzz at DeFaro's, the legendary pizza place in Midwood, huh? Last night at the Tap House in Forest Hills, people were talking about, were people talking about Wiener, or were they just watching the Mavs beat the Heat and the Red Sox beat the Yankees? 212-433-WNYC. Barbara in Bell Harbor, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Brian.
You voted for Wiener before?
I have voted for him before, but I will not vote for him again.
Because? Because why is this a deal breaker?
Deal breaker, not because of the sexting. I really don't care about that. People do that all the time. I don't think it's unequal. I don't think that it is taking advantage of women or anything like that. I just think it's a question of another politician who can do anything he wants, has a lot of personal mm-hmm. and political power.
Would you?
Is above reproach.
If he had said,
look, yeah, I did this, I would be more inclined to say, fine,
right.
he's truthful.
Again, the lie. Let me ask you one thing. Would you want him to resign, as some other politicians are calling on him to do,
no,
mostly
you
Republicans?
He got elected, and if and when he runs, the people will of his district will elect him or not.
You want this in your hands?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want some other a politician, especially knowing, and this could be something that you could have on your show instead of this small little like tempest in a teapot.
Uh-huh.
How about a show about what makes people run and what kind of people are actually representing us? I would love to have someone do a psychological study of the kinds of people who are always unzipping their pants and doing all of the kinds of silly things, misappropriating
yes.
funds, lying. Why are they?
Right.
Why do they seem to be in the forefront of the political representatives that we have in our country?
It's one of the most important questions we could ask, and we will. I'll promise you that segment, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling, Robert in Rego Park. Would you vote for him again?
Ryan, how you doing? You continue to do an amazing job. I would absolutely vote for him, and the reason why is even though he was predatory, even though he's lied, even though no one should ever vote for him, he would be a perfect example of someone who will transform, who will change, who will master his mind, who will be good to his wife.
He might.
He'll do his job. He'll focus on his life
you
and
want to
love
give him
in his heart instead of not mastering his mind.
You want to give him that year until next November to year plus to prove to you that could be the case.
Right, absolutely. I would absolutely vote because he will change, and I hope he's listening
right.
for him, and I'd like to say God bless to him, and he will change, and no one is perfect
right.
until you master your mind.
Robert, thank you very much. All right, we're going to have to go through these even quicker. Ruth in Sheepshead Bay. Hi, you voted for Anthony Wiener before?
Yes, I did.
Would you vote for him again?
I absolutely would, yes.
Because?
Because, you know, I feel like this is just not really my business. This is between him and his wife. And
the lying that people keep bringing up, the lying?
You know, I think he was just desperate to stay in office, and he did what he felt he had to do. It's not admirable, but it's just not. If in terms of how he represents mm-hmm. me, I'm very happy with him.
Ruth, thank you. Jean in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jean.
Hi, I'm a constituent of Mr. Weiner. You didn't mention Glendale in the list there.
Yes, that was a partial list, I should have said.
Right. Anyway,
neighborhoods
including. That hasn't been mentioned is that he's a highly effective legislator, and I've gone to some of his forums that he's conducted, one about Al Gore when he was talking about global warming.
So you would overlook this?
Oh, he did a stupid thing. But the fact that he's such an effective legislator, I can only support him. And what bothers me is that I was watching Channel 2 yesterday, and Marsha Kramer went wild over the fact that he was driving away in his van and waving, and she spent 5 minutes breathlessly talking about it.
Gene, I'm not going to spend 5 minutes breathlessly talking about what Marsha Kramer breathlessly talked about, but I get your point. Thank you very much. By the way, Glendale, home of Harry Houdini's grave, so perhaps relevant to what Anthony Weiner may be able to pull off by a year from November. Joan in Midwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joan.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your program yesterday and today, and I am a constituent of Anthony Weiner's. I would definitely vote for him again. I'm not pleased with this particular behavior, although I don't think it's so earth-shattering, considering all of the sexual peccadilloes of people in even much higher offices. And I think this is sort of a private affair. What I'm concerned about is losing an extremely effective politician, legislator, congressman, a man who's very, very smart, a man who's very, very scrappy, a man who goes after the needs of people in need, a person who is going to fight for Medicare, and a person who I think has integrity, even though perhaps this particular part of his life may need some reversal or consideration. Whatever.
And Joan, we're going to leave it there because we're out of time. I apologize for cutting you off. But there we go, a very quick, very informal, unofficial, very thoroughly unscientific little call-in for people in the district. But look, enough of you, most of you are calling in to say you would consider voting for Anthony Weiner again. So at least people who feel very strongly right now, there are people who feel very strongly that they want to give him a chance.